go into the shul of the shushia. And the amay chaver mutal lebekoya bo lechachilo. Why is the shul allowed to use it? It still belongs to Hegish.
And the hadre v'lo lekanayu v'lo limoil. Let him return it, and nobody be over the yisamila.
So why is the owner over the yisamila? So the court saraya he argues on Rav Ami. Zaita. Or pligi the Reb Lezer. He also argues on Reb Lezer. Rashi has Rav Huna that says that the shoyl is not cornering until he makes a kinyan. He also argues on Reb Lezer. The Yom Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer says, Shedeh Rashi Tiknu Mashiach of Lekuchais. The same way if you buy something, if you buy a cow, if you make a kinyan Mashiach, you own it, it belongs to you. Kach Tiknu Mashiach of Mashiachim. He says the same thing be any shomer. As soon as you make a mashiach, as soon as you take it to you, you have a kinyan, even before you use it. Not like Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, a shomer first has a kinyan when he uses it, when he makes a real kinyan. And Rav Lezer says no, that there's a kinyan mashiach. As soon as the shomer takes it, even before he uses it, also he has a kinyan on it. So kitz Rav Huna argues on Rav Ami and on Rav Lezer. So he says, now, in the same way Reb Lezer says, shekarka niknas bekesa v'shtar v'chazoka, the same way you could buy a karka, either by paying money for it, or writing a shtar, or making a chazoka on it, kach schiras nikna, the same thing if you rent your apartment, you rent a property, is also niknas bekesa v'shtar v'chazoka. That's what Reb Lezer said. For the Gemara, schiras ma'avirite, who's talking about schiras? Rashi says, the Havamina was, if you rent an animal or kelim, then you could make this kinyan kesa shtar chazaka. So Rashi says, like, my avidatei, lahaknois ad shiyim shoich, or my chazaka blei mashiach mishkakas blei. Like, what kind of chazaka? The chura by the hem, it's a kinyan mashiach. So Marian says, what he meant to say was, omar rab chizda, schiras karka. He meant to say, if you want to rent a house, you want to rent an apartment, so what's the kinyan? The kinyan is just like a kinyan on karka, either kesev, shtar, or chazak. So kitzer, Rav Huna argues on these two, Mestam and Rav Huna, Rav Huna. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Haiman de goza chavitza de tamri nechaveroi, if somebody steals a bunch of dates from his friend, Rashi says, chavitza de tamri means, temorim hamadubokim yachad. You have a bunch of dates that are stuck together. Kori chavitza. There are 50 dates, a cake of dates. You have 50 dates like crushed together. And it says clearly, if somebody stole it from you, and the yispo chamishim tamri, it has 50 dates inside it. Agav hadodi mizdavnin binun nochi choda. If you sell it at one shot, if you sell it the way it is, people only pay you $49. That's all, 50 minus 1. But choda choda is mizdavnun. If you would sell it one by one, binun, then you would get $50 for it. So now a ganav stole this from you. The question is, how much does the ganav have to sell back to you? Does he have to pay back to you 49, or does he have to pay back to you 50? The loch is lehegit mishalem chamishim nochi choda. If you stole this from a hegit, from a regular person, you only have to pay back $49. Rashi says lehegit im mishal hegitu mishalem loy. We're not medazik it so much. It will soon see. So if you steal from a regular person, you only have to pay him back $49. Lehegdish, let's say you stole it from Hegdish, you have to pay back to Hegdish, then we machmir and mishalem chamishim. You have to pay $50, v'chum shayu, and a fifth of that, $5 more, you have to, $10 more you have to pay. Ma'ashen came to mazik. Vashenken, if you mazik hegdish, that when you magdish hegdish, you only have to pay that kerah, not chaymish. The loy mishalim chumsha. If you mazik hegdish, like you steal from hegdish, you don't have to pay back a chaymish. The Yom Amar, we learn, ish ki yoyichal kodesh. Says if somebody eats hegdish, so the loch riz, you have to pay back the kerah and a chaymish. Frat la mazik, that comes to exclude if you mazik. If you don't eat it, but you mazik hegdish, then the ma'isa you potter from a chaymish. See, if you stole from Hegdish, you'll have to pay back $50. You have to go to Kurma. Not a fifth, but 50. Maskiv lo Rav Beidi bar Abaya, lehed yetemai mishalom chamishim lochi chodo. How come if you stole this cluster of dates from your friend that you only have to pay him back the cheaper price, $49? Neimalei, why can't the owner say to the ganif, ano chodo chodo hevim mizavnim lohu? Listen, I would have sold it one by one. So to me, you amounted me $50. The fact you stole it, you should have to pay me back $50. I would have got $50 for this. Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, the pshat is, like we had before in the mission in Baba Kamo, that Shomen Veso V'yoysa Soda Tanan, that if somebody steals or is mazik the property, when you go to pay back, you don't look at exactly how much you are mazik, but you look at a Veso V'yoysa Soda. Rashi says, Kavinizokin Dishain, Baba Kamo, Kiyavari Soda Kerim Tanan, Ketzed Meshalemes Masha Veka, that if your animal eats up somebody else's food, how much do you pay him back? Shomen Veso Biesa Soda. Kama is a yofa vakami yofa. Via medagim liya shomun achil lavada. You see there also you don't check and see he ate 10 pounds of the tomatoes. You have to pay back for 10 pounds. No. You look how much he ate up a base kur, you value how much a base kur is worth, this veso in the middle of the whole field. So you don't pay that much, you pay a little bit less. Since we've mazlikim we go a little bit lakula. Here also, you don't have to pay $50, but rather you only pay $49. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me? That the Sava Shmuel holds, din hedyit lav kedin gavoya dami. That there's a difference whether you stole it from hedyit or whether you stole it from gavoya from hegdish. From hegdish you have to pay $50, and from hedyit you only have to pay $49. So Shmuel makes a difference. For the Gemara, v'yotanan, we learn not like that. We learn v'yotanan, not al evin. If somebody takes a stone or a beam, piece of wood from Hegdish, so Loimol, you're not over the Yisamila. Rashi says, not 11 and Sefta Chagiga Pachid Gemara Chagiga. They ask the question, Michti Mishka Shokli Mali Bono Hu Mali Nosma Chaveroi. Listen, you took it, so you had Hanor. You should be over the Yisamila right away. For Yakmina, we say the case from the Gizbar. Somehow you're the Gizbar. You're in charge. Sha'avne Kodesh Mesurinloi. That anyway, you're taking care of the stones of Hegdish. The Balav Ochanam Rishus Lehevi Mancha. Anyway, it's in your Rishus right now. Hilkach Leimo Bagbosa. Therefore, the fact that Gizbar just picked it up, he's not over in Isamila. So the kids are talking about the Gizbar himself took the stone or took the car from Hegdish. The Locher is Leimo, is not over the Isamila. Nosnu Lachaveroi. He gave it to his friend. Then who moal the gizba, the one that gave it to his friend, he's over the Yisamila, the chaver leimol, and the chaver is not over the Yisamila. Since the first Rashi says nos chaver means hoitzio lechulin, you took it out lechulin shekona chaveroi. But in fact, you gave it to your friend, so you were the one that gave it to him. Therefore, you are the one that's moitziat mehegdish. You have to pay back to hegdish, and therefore your friend is allowed to use it. Now, what's going to be bona b'ter beisoi? Let's say the gizba doesn't give it away. But the gizba takes this beam or the stone and he puts it into his house. You're not over the Yisamila until you live there and have enjoyment from the Shavapruta. That's the halacha. Rashi says bona means gizbor b'ter beisoi. So again, there's no white storm rishus. Therefore, he's not over the Yisamila until he has enough from it worth a Shavapruta. On this, the Yosef Rabavua Kaimed Rab Yechanan. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yechanan, the Yosef Lukama Mishmedi Shmuel, and he said over in the name of Shmuel himself, that Zeus Samaris, from here I hear, Zeus Samaris here to prove, that Hadar Bechotza Chaverish Loimi Daitoi, if you live in your friend's house without his permission, Sorok Lalas Leskar, you have to pay him the rent. Because here we're talking about that you took this stone and put it into your house. So it says when you stay there, Shavapruta, then you're over the Yisamila. So it's mashma, by living there, it's worth money. Rashi says, you didn't make any difference. You didn't change it. So that's the proof that Adar B'chotz Chaverish, when he died, the Baal, so Allah was like Tzchar. Hafu the B'chotz, like Kar Meliagro, Hevle Zenen, Hevle Zolei Chosar. So hoch, Rashi, Loi Midas, Hegdish Dar, Hokoma, the Mishale, Milo, Le Hegdish. The Chur is like Zenen, Hevle Zolei Chosar. And so we see here, Yechayiv. So, what's the Kasha? You see here that Shmuel learns out Dinei Hegdish from Dinei Hegdish. Like maybe only for the Yisamila Yechayiv. But maybe for Hedyid, Hadar v'chotz chaver, maybe you'd be potter. So the Chur, you see, Shmuel does learn out Dine Hedyid from Dine Hegdish. And Vayal Alok, we just said, Shmuel holds no bigger difference. That the Hegdish you have to pay 50, and the Hedyid you only pay 49. To see there are different halachas. So my answer is, Omele Rabbi Yechanan, Hode be Shmuel mehi. Shmuel is Chayzer, and Shui does not learn out Hedyid from Hegdish. That Adam v'chotz chaver is playing the Daitish v'albayis, you can learn out from here, and maybe Taki Yepota. The Gemara says no. Umimai the behi hodabei. Who told you that Shmuel retracted from this halacha of hadar b'chotz chaveroi? In other words, he still holds that you cannot learn out hedya from hegdish. Dilma maybe meyho hadar. Maybe you thought it from the first statement. In other words, that hegdish and hedya both have the same halacha, and therefore I could learn out that hadar b'chotz chaveroi is chayiv. The Gemara says loy meyhi hodabei. I'll bring you a proof he retracted from this last statement. In other words, he agrees that you could not learn out Hedyit from Hegdish. And therefore, Hadar b'chotz chaver is like a potter. What's the proof? Kidder Rava. The Yom HaRava Rava says, Hegdish shloi midas ke Hedyit midas domi. That Hegdish shloi midas is the same halacha like Hedyit midas. In other words, Hegdish is different. You can't bring a proof of Hedyit to Hegdish. So Rashi says, ke Hedyit midas domi, Shehegdish munach limo l'chol habo v'yein moicha v'yodoi Rachmono amar man de mesani limo Rachmono yoda. In other words, that by Hegdish Hashem knows what's going on. Still Hashem says whoever has hanor from Hegdish, they're over the Yisamila. So it's like das by Hegdish. So therefore you can't learn out a regular din of hadar v'chotzech averish loymi daitoi to say that Yechayiv, because by Hegdish is always like that, Shechina. Hashem knows. So it's always called like that. So if I know you're living there, like I told you, you're going to have to pay me, then you're going to pay. But Shalai mi daita evad yibi potter. Oh, my Rava says, Hani shekuloi titavri chobis techamro lechenvini. Shekuloi Rashi says, noise masoi. If you have people that carry buckets, they carry barrels, that's their job. They carry it. You have somebody supposed to carry these barrels of wine, and they broke them. And they were carrying it for a storekeeper, and they broke it. Now, these barrels of wine, the day of the shuk, the day the shuk, the market is open, it's sold then for 5. The other days, now the day there's a shuk, there's a market, then you pay 5 for it. But not the Yom HaShukah, then you can only get 4. So it depends now. Ahadrulei b'yom HaShukah, mahadrulei chavita d'chamro. If you return at the day of the market, you've given back a barrel of wine. V'shah yom mahadrulei, if you return it to him the other days, hey, you have to pay him back 5. So Rashi says, hadrulei b'yom HaShukah, koidim shigia yom HaShuk. If you return it before the market, comes first, so he can return the barrel of wine. But if you turn it to him after the marketplace, so now he can't get $5 anymore. He can only get $4. If so, you have to pay him 5, because he lost that because of you. Because you stole his barrel of wine. And if he would have had it when he went to the market, they could have got $5 for it. Now that you return it first after the market time, he can only get 4. So your mazik him an extra dollar, you're going to have to pay him 5. That's what he said. Hey, v'loi yamon only said el v'loi hevelei chamer lezvuni. Only if the storekeeper did not have enough wine to sell. In other words, if he would have had this barrel of wine, he would have been able to sell it also. So then you were mafsed him, you made him lose out, you have to pay him the extra dollar. Aval hevelei chamer lezvuni. But let's say the storekeeper had plenty of barrels of wine on hand, and he didn't sell them. So then, the storekeeper can't tell the ganav, listen, you made me lose, because if I would have had that barrel before, I would have got 5. No, you had plenty of barrels on stock, and you did not sell them. So then the ganav has the right to return the barrel of wine, even later on, even though then you can only get $4. Oman kelei agav, Agar Tirchei Odumei Baznaisa. He has to take off, Rashi says. Even before that, when the storekeeper would have sold it and he lost out, so you have to pay him back five. Firstly, you have to take off the schar bottle. In other words, for the owner to sell the barrel of wine at tircha, there's vodka involved. So true, if you would have took this vodka out, you could have got $5 for it. But now the ganav is giving you the $5, you didn't have the tircha. Therefore, you have the right to deduct how much tircha the schar b'teila. And also that's called agav tircha. And also, demei baz naisa means for the advertising. Rashi says, baz naisa means shleish lemachris beer alayayin. That if you would have wanted to sell, you would have had to advertise. You would have had to spend some money for that. Now that the guy has sold it, you're getting the money back without advertising. So that's much you take off. Then, if the guy has made you lose out, like later, he only gets four. And if you would have had it before, the yayim of the shuk, he could have got five, and if not, the guy has to pay you five. He can't just return the barrel of wine. He has to pay you five. Now the Mishnah says, Hamachlif Torah b'chamor. All right, turn over. Yes, Mr.